Trump and Fiora. Messiah. Hey. Yeah. Oh, the great one's in a good mood. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can what did you, I can't remember because I'm multitasking.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
And don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong and I am right. I am multitasking, at least I'm attempting to. Trying to remember my password to log into the email. So I got this computer here, I got that computer over there. I'm texting this chick, which we'll see how that one works out. Oh yeah, cruise missile, intellect, yeah, all that other happy wish. I'm playing on the internet while podcasting because I'm looking at the my night elf's ass. Nope, that's not what I wanted to do. Although it is nice to know that I am actually recording. Am I recording? I am recording! Okay. My laptop is having problems. What? Oh, God. Alright, I'm going to be taking breaks in here because I'm texting this chick. So just deal with it, guys. Just deal with it. All right. Hi, what's up? It is the great one. I am in the state of Texas, and you're not. And it's, well, you might be in Texas. If you are in Texas, you're a fortunate person. If you're not in Texas, well, kind of sucks to be you. Great one. Is Texas really that amazing? Yes, yes, it is. Just being in Texas makes me so much happier. Right now, Aaron Cleary is making fun of my southern accent when I say theater. But it's okay. I can handle it. Because you know what? I don't give a shit about people making fun of the Great One because the Great One has first world problems. The Great One, you know, didn't make any babies he can't afford. The Great One didn't get a fucking degree in puppetry or women's studies or anything like that. So the Great One is very fucking happy. The Great One is in Texas. Now, unfortunately, the Great One is in Fort Worth. And thou mayst say unto the Great One, well, Great One, what's wrong with being in Fort Worth? And the Great One will say unto thou, well, the only advantage of being in Fort Worth is that you're not in Dallas. Because if there is any, what the fuck is, oh, So I'm in the hotel room, and there's a mirror on the wall. I'm looking in the mirror. I can see. The Great One can see himself. Oh, this is great. I'm not used to this. I can see myself while I'm podcasting. God damn, I look good. Jesus fucking Christ. Dude, if I were a homosexual, I would fuck that guy. Holy shit, do I look good. God damn. Anyhow, the Great One sees the Great One's self in the mirror, and there's this weird blue light on the Great One's chest, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And it's the blue light on the microphone indicating the microphone is active. I'm using the handheld microphone. Reflecting on my chest. You're like, great one, why do we care? Would you please get back to talking about Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas? Okay, yes, I will. This is going to be one of those podcasts, guys. I'm just going to fucking spew forth bullshit. I'm going to get you caught up. I'm having a good old time. I've had a couple of beers. Brought some Funkworks with me. I've been cruising through that. The lighting system training is over with. It blew my mind. Oh my God, I was doing shit the hard way. Because this computer software that controls lighting systems, I had no formal training on it. Hold on. I got to see what this girl is saying. All right. Hold on. I got to respond to her. Just deal with it. Say, great one. Wait, are you gonna have dead air on the podcast while you're typing a text message to a girl? Yes, I am. You know why? Because girls are more important than you. Because girls are cute, and they smell nice, and they're pretty. And you motherfuckers don't buy anything from cls.link/Amazon so that I can make more money to buy my Supergirl figurine, which we will talk about in the near future. So just hang on. All right, so the girl I'm texting, let's do this, because God forbid I finish the fucking story I started. The girl I'm texting is one of the girls who modeled for me some odd years ago, and now she's living here in Texas. And she's pretty fucking adorable. I can't say for certain, because I don't know her that well, but let's just say that among the girls that I know, she is one of the closest I have ever come to a keeper. Not saying she's perfect. I'm certainly not saying she's a unicorn. I'm just saying, you know, most women, you can ascertain that they are slutty, that they are cunts, that they are feminists, that blah, blah, blah. You know, within what? 7, maybe 9 seconds. This one's pretty reasonably adorable. I mean, she's actually responding to my text messages in fucking real time here instead of waiting 24 hours. Oh, look! I said, would you like to get together? She said, yes. We'll see how this pans out. And at least she knows who the fuck I am when I send her a text message. Dude, there was some chick. I can't remember if I told you guys this or not. Okay, so here's the story. There's this chick. I'm actually going to talk about her on an upcoming podcast, which I've already recorded, which is coming out after this for reasons that will be obvious to you when it comes out. By the way, this is June the 1st. Welcome, friends and enemies, to Worthless Degree Awareness Month. Yes, my friends, do you have a worthless degree? Do you know someone who has a worthless degree? It is Worthless Degree Awareness Month. And it's a sad thing. Oh, it's a sad thing for your worthless degree. But you know what? The Great One has no motherfucking pity, because the Great One long ago gave up with having empathy for the 99%. I'm trying to remember what I was talking about. It's going to be one of those podcasts. I am. And I'm not drunk because I'm at lower altitude, which means I can fucking drink endlessly and not get quote unquote drunk. But I'm just very, very happy because I'm in Texas. Yes, Texas will do that to you. The atmosphere here is better. The actual air is superior. You know why the air is superior? Because let's say you're standing outside on the ground. You're out there. You're in Texas. You're standing there. And you're breathing. You see, you breathe in the air. And in my case, the air I'm breathing in is about 5 feet, 6 inches from the soil of Texas. You say, great one, what difference does that make? Well, here's the difference. See, the soil of Texas, well, it is sacred. It is the most wonderful soil on the planet Earth. There is no other soil like the soil of Texas. It is just the happiest place. I told you guys when I did the last podcast, what's this shit? Yes, I will accept the fucking SSL certificate. Fuck off and die. I was driving down, 287 from Amarillo by morning. From Amarillo to Fort Worth. And I got in and I'm here. I go to the lighting system training the first morning and it's all, you know, all these guys like, hey, what's up? You know, and everybody's locals, everybody's from Dallas, Fort Worth area, except me. I'm the only one. I'm like, yeah, I drove in from Colorado. They're like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, you know, and I told them I'm from here, vacation, yada, yada. I said, yeah, I'm driving down 287. Ah, it's a really nice drive. And the one guy, hey, it's a cool guy. I liked this guy a lot. He was there because he uses this lighting system for his church. He works at his church. Well, I don't know if he works or volunteers, whatever. But he does lighting for his church. He's like, and he looks at me, he's like, no, that's a terrible drive. And I'm like, no, no, you don't understand. I'm from Colorado, okay? Colorado is a fucking desert, okay? Despite what some fucking small penis people in Colorado will tell you, Colorado is a fucking desert, or at least the Soviet sector of Colorado is. I don't know about the American sector over on the fucking western side, because I've honestly never been there. But Colorado is a fucking desert. There are no goddamn trees. Driving between... Yeah, like, I'm driving down the road, I'm looking around me, it's like, my God, there are more trees within my eyesight right now than there are in the entire fucking Soviet sector of Colorado, because God forbid we have any fucking trees, because it's a goddamn desert. So he's like, oh, that's a terrible drive. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? That's a fucking wonderful drive. I loved it. It was a straight shot. It's a two-lane highway. There was hardly any traffic. The roads were in great shape. The roads were in great shape, unlike the roads in Fort Worth, which are fucking terrible. I'm driving through this fucking business section of Fort Worth trying to get to my hotel. Right, because I didn't want to do the interstate the whole way, so I got off and I got on the roads, and I'm driving through this section of Fort Worth, which is obviously a business sector. It's all businesses around there and like warehouse type things, not like strip mall businesses, but like warehouses, the kind like a business. I don't know the right words for this. Does business district imply storefronts? But it's more like a warehouse district, that sort of area. And I'm going past like these like major corporations like Tyson and shit like that. And the roads are absolute fucking shit. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, aren't these corporations paying enough fucking taxes that you can come in and fix the roads? Oh my God, the roads were shitty. And because we all know without the government, who would build the fucking roads, right? But hey, if the government can build fucking roads, why do the roads all fucking suck? Oh my God, this place is a fucking, the roads here are a shithole. All right, what am I was telling another story and now I honestly did forget what it was. So see the girl and then I fed the fucking roads and I feel there was something else and I forgot what. All right, hang on, I got to respond to the chick. So just give me a minute here. All right. And I have notes somewhere. I also have other notes somewhere, which I can't find those notes in order to do those notes. What is this shit? Yeah, I've because I'm thinking about, I'm thinking about how much I'd really like to bang this girl, which means that my brain is non-functional. Okay, so anyhow, the roads in Fort Worth suck balls. Oh my God, do they suck balls. The rest of Texas is awesome because it's Texas. Okay, just trust me on this. For those of you not in Texas, it sucks to be you. God, I'm so happy. You say, great one. Does being in Texas really make that much difference, or are you just drunk? No, it really makes that much difference. Like, even when I've been pissed off, other than this one time, which I'll tell you about in a minute, even when I've been pissed off here in Texas, it's still being in a good mood compared to when I am not in Texas. It really is. It's great. Texas is the most wonderful place on the planet Earth. Now, this does not mean that I'm not talking about the Texas government. I'm not talking about politicians doing stupid shit. I'm not talking about statism. I'm just talking about Texas, the place, the weather, the atmosphere, the humidity. Yes, the heat. Yes, the 102 degrees. Great one. It's hot. It's 102 degrees. Oh, suck it up, you fucking faggot. Suck it the fuck up. You hear your goddamn whining. It's hot outside. All right, let me try to focus. Let me try to focus on doing the goddamn podcast because I'm in a good mood. All right, roads. Yes, the roads here suck. The roads. What's really great here in Fort Worth, I'm driving because I'm going to the Walmart because I have made numerous pilgrimages to the Walmart, which we'll talk about in a minute. And you're driving down the road, and the road is totally fucking shit. And then suddenly the road is really good. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then the road is really shit again. But at least it's three lanes. All right, the roads here. The roads are definitely not laid out on a grid. God forbid we lay the fucking roads out on a goddamn grid where they make sense. All right, so anyway. Last time you heard from me, I was driving from Amarillo to Fort Worth, and I was in a really good mood. Oh, I was happy. For about the first 3 hours of that drive, I was in a great mood. Oh, I stopped a couple of times, did some photography, just having a good old time, stopped at a rest stop and had my lunch, which was a salad that I had pre-made. After that, oh, I just got cranky because I was tired of being in the car. You know what I've discovered? So I'm sitting in the car and I'm driving and driving and driving. And ow, my left knee, which I'm just like, ow, my left knee starts hurting from inactivity because I would pull over somewhere, rest stop, you know, picnic area, whatever, and jump out of the car and start walking. I'd walk for like 10 seconds and my knee would be fine. I can walk. I've been doing the weights because they got the gym here at the hotel. Went down and did my workout, not yesterday morning. I go down tomorrow morning and do it again because it's Friday. You know, doing my workouts, walking, whatever, knee feels fine. Sitting in the car doing nothing, the knee fucking hurts. So my knee is hurting. I'm cranky because I'm having to drive the fucking car. The view is great. The view is very nice. I'm just tired of being in the fucking car. So after the first 3 hours, the rest of the trip, while very nice to look at, was really very annoying. So finally, I come into Fort Worth. It felt like forever. It really wasn't, but it felt like forever. And I told you guys I couldn't check into the hotel until 3 p.m. I ended up getting here about 2 p.m., so that worked out almost perfectly. So I'm coming into town, and according to the Google Maps, which is just pure bullshit, some of the interstate coming in along the quote-unquote easiest path was toll roads. So I thought, well, I'm just going to skip the toll roads because I want to go off of the interstate and go through like major strips, but not interstates, but just I want to take a major strip going in so I can see like what's available as far as restaurants and stuff like that, which by the way is not much. So I'm coming in, I get off the interstate, and I get off on my strip, and I'm following my directions that I got from Google Maps. I got on the Google Map, and I looked at it, and I wrote down my directions on a piece of paper. Some of you don't really know what that is. And great one, why didn't you use a GPS? Well, the car doesn't have GPS because I didn't pay for that. Well, great one, why don't you use a GPS on your cell phone? Because my cell phone, such as it is a fucking burner phone. It's a piece of shit, and the fucking thing doesn't really work. And I was picking up my cell phone right now as I'm talking about this, and I see, what is this? Why do I have work-related messages? Why do I have more emails than I have to deal with? I don't want to deal with emails. So I had my directions written down. So I get off the interstate, and I'm following the directions, and oh, they're working. I'm great. I'm like, this is fucking wonderful. And I follow it over here, and this, I'm like, oh my God, this is wonderful. And I'm following it, and then I'm on the shitty roads, and I'm going past Tyson Chicken headquarters. I'm like, oh, this is shitty roads, but I'm getting where I'm going. Everything is great, and I'm cruising along, and I find my next turn, and my next turn, and my next turn, and everything's going perfect. I'm so fucking happy, and I'm almost going to be at the hotel, and I'm looking for my fucking road where I'm going to take a left, where it's going to take me to the hotel. And for whatever reason, I missed it. And I'm cruising, and and so as I'm rolling into town, let's back up a little, this is important. As I'm rolling into town, I'm thinking to myself, should I pull out the audio recorder and do a podcast as I'm rolling into town and do, you know, just... it's live, it's first impressions, whatever. And I decided against it, which in retrospect, I'm really sad I didn't pull it out. I wish I'd have done it. Because you would have heard me bitching about how shitty the roads were, and even though there's all these corporations and don't they pay enough taxes. So I'm cruising along, and I miss my turn, and I'm cruising down the main strip, and suddenly the main strip turns into... the interstate. I mean, I'm driving down the main strip, and the main strip just becomes an entrance ramp onto the interstate. And now I'm stuck on the interstate. And this is why I wish I'd have been recording, because at this point, I started screaming obscenities. Now, of course, you all know that here on Stating the Obvious, I keep it clean. I very, very... very fucking seldomly use any fucking bad language whatso fucking ever, right? That never fucking happens where I say any kind of fucking bad language, nor do I ever fucking raise my voice, right? That never fucking happens here on Stating the Obvious. Oh my God, you guys would have laughed your asses off. I was screaming bad words at the cosmos. Like, how in the fuck? I'm serious. You're just driving down the street. It's like this three-lane fucking road, which is a main strip here in town. And suddenly, you're on the interstate. I'm like, who the fuck designed this? So now I'm fucking pissed off. So then I'm on the interstate. There's another fucking exit coming up. So I'm like, fuck it. So I'm just veering right. Because the philosophy is, right, if you always turn right, then you sort of collapse in upon yourself. So I'm like, fuck it. So I exit right. So then I'm on a different interstate and I see another exit coming up. I'm like, fuck it, you veer right because you want to collapse in upon yourself. So I veered right again. And this time I finally exited on something that was not an interstate. And I'm following this and I come up and I found the American Airlines pilot training facility. So I pull up to here and there's a four-way stop sign. I can go straight, left, or right. And I'm looking left. That doesn't look good. So I look to the right because we got to veer right. So I look to, I turn right. And I end up, has this chick texted me back yet? No, she hasn't. See, there we go. As soon as I ask her when she's available, she stops responding. Goddamn fucking women. You know, if you girls weren't so goddamn cute and didn't smell so nice, I would not put up with your shit. So I veered right, ended up in a residential area, and I drive into this, and I pull over, and it's cul-de-sacs, and it's all these nice houses and shit, and I'm like, God damn it, what a fucking clusterfuck. I have no idea where the fuck I'm at. I don't have a fucking street map for Fort Worth. So I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, well, okay, it's a residential area. There's got to be a way out of this. So I sort of pulled back because I made my right into the residential area and I'm driving down the sort of main strip. And I had pulled over to get my bearings and attempt to figure out where I was, and that wasn't working. And tried using the Google Maps on my burner phone. That was not working because it's a piece of shit. So I pulled back out onto the main strip and just continued down it because I'm thinking, look, it's a residential area. It's got to fucking, there's got to be a road here leading to the nearest Walmart because these people have to buy shit they don't need, which of course they should be doing via Amazon.com, via cls.link/Amazon so that I can get more money so I can buy Supergirl figurines, which we'll talk about in the near future. And I drive down the main strip and lo and behold, the main strip of this residential area pops back out upon the main strip that turned into the interstate, which is also, if I take a left, going to lead me to my hotel. So I'm like, ah, fuck, thank God. So I was over the anger. I took a deep breath. I relaxed. You know, got my head out of my ass. I remembered that these are first world problems, right? I'm not overly concerned that any moment I'm going to get killed by a missile launched from a flying robot. I took a left back onto the main strip, and this time I saw the correct road, and I took a right, and then, hey, there's the hotel. God damn it, I was there. Oh, it was wonderful. It's good times. So that was the saga of coming into town, which you missed because I was not recording it, which I was really unhappy. I wish I had recorded that shit. Then, so the roads here, the roads. I'm driving around, had to make multiple trips to the Walmart. Let me tell you about the Walmart. So I went to the Walmart. I'm going to attempt to condense this story as much as possible. Yeah, right. And she really, she still hasn't fucking responded. Goddamn fucking checks. Really? Come on, computer, work with me. She still hasn't responded. God damn it. I have my laptop here. And this is presenting a whole level of challenges because this is the first time I've ever recorded stating the obvious on the road. I mean, I've done little anarchy moments with the Zoom H2, but this is the first time I've done an official stating the obvious on the road and tried to produce the podcast on the road. And as I got out here, I realized some of the things that I don't have on my laptop, which I need to do the podcast correctly. I'm dealing with it. Everything's going to fall into place. But it's taking me 3 times longer to do shit than it normally does. And the computer software I use for running lighting systems, which is what I'm here to learn about, I also wanted to work with that computer software on the laptop, which I had installed. Well, all of this, doing all of these things, is easier if you have a second monitor. So I thought, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go to Walmart. I'll just buy a computer monitor. I can plug it in on the side with the VGA because this is an old laptop. This laptop is at least 10 years old. I can plug this shit in. I'll have my second monitor. It'll make things easier. So I drive all the way over to motherfucking Walmart. And I buy the monitor. All right. So I bought the monitor. And I'm driving back from Walmart. And I'm almost back to where I'm at. And I see over on the right-hand side of the road there, there's a comic book / gaming store. And I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm in town. I got to go check that out, right? So I pull in, store, got the comic books, got the gaming shit. Oh my God, there's like 30 people in there at the tables doing assorted forms of gaming, like board gaming and card gaming and RPGs. And I'm just like, oh my God. I really wanted to be like, hey, any of you guys, you need anybody to jump in? You got any pre-gen characters? I haven't played a role-playing game in ages. I would love to do that. But I didn't because I needed to get to bed, get up the next morning, go to the training session. Also, I'm looking around, checking things out. They got the Supergirl figurines. Oh my God. So I'm looking at the one, and it's the Supergirl, and it's pretty cool, and it's $50. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, all right, you know, I'm not buying it, I'm not buying anything. I'm just checking things out. But I'm putting that in the back of my mind. All right, so I go back out to the car. I was in there for like 30 minutes looking around. So much, I was dangerous. The fact that I got out of there without spending any money makes me proud. So I get out of there, hop back in the car. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, guys. I'm getting distracted by this computer. Yes, yes. Up your nose, the rubber hose. Get back in the car. Start driving back towards the hotel. And that's when something occurs to me. Did I fucking update this? I think I just did that. Fuck it. I'm like, wait a minute. Does this monitor come with a VGA cable? Like, well, surely it comes with... Surely, don't call me Shirley. Surely it comes with a VGA cable. Why would it not come with a VGA? So I get back to the hotel. And I go back and I pull out the box. And I look at the side of the box and it says, monitor, power cable, HDMI cable. There's no VGA cable included. I'm like, fuck. So I go up to the hotel room and I fire up the Google Maps and I'm looking. And there's a couple of computer stores nearby, but they are all closed because it's already after 7 p.m. So I'm like, God damn it. Am I really going to have to go back to Walmart? Yes, I am, because I really wanted this to work that night, because I wanted to work with the system, the lighting system, which really does require 2 monitors to do it efficiently and effectively. So fuck a duck. So I go back to motherfucking Walmart, which is way the fuck over there. And I buy a goddamn VGA cable. $15 for a VGA cable. And back at the crib, I got a box of VGA cables. I have a box filled with fucking computer cables. Paying $15 for something I already have. So that's pissing me the fuck off. after paying $85 for a computer monitor. So the Great One is pissed off, but not that pissed off because the Great One is in Texas. The best place on the planet Earth to be. I mean, other than between the legs of a 17-year-old Claire Danes. Or between the legs of this chick who is not texting me back. So Texas is the third best place to be on the planet Earth. It's like, fine. So I drive back to the hotel. Now I got my fucking VGA cable. So I pull the monitor out. I put everything together. I power it up. I plug in the VGA cable. I boot up the fucking computer. I boot into Windows. It's a dual boot. Windows and Linux Mint. Boot into Windows, fire up the lighting control software. So the lighting control software is running. I hit the visualizer. So what is the visualizer? Great one. What is the visualizer? The visualizer is an aspect of the lighting control software which allows you to visualize. So in the visualizer, you can create a virtual representation of your lighting rig and then see what's going to happen, right? So you go to a concert and you see the lighting truss up there and these lights are on it, right? And the lights point at the stage and they do a particular color or whatever, and you can see, because it's lighting, what's going on, right? Okay, now if you're just sitting at a computer and you're not there, well, you can't see the actual lights doing anything on an actual stage because you don't have that. So the visualizer creates a representation of that. It's like AutoCAD or something, right? So it creates this CAD version. So you can draw in the stage and you draw in the truss. You put the lights on the truss and then you shoot the lights at the stage and it will show you what your lighting is going to look like. So I turn on the visualizer and I get this error message that says the visualizer will not work because my graphics driver needs to be updated. And I'm like, oh, horse fucking shit. The graphics driver isn't going to get updated because the graphics driver is what the fuck it is on this 10-year-old computer. So I'm like, great, it doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work, because that would make life easy. But it's okay, because I have the lighting control software installed in Linux. It's a dual boot computer. So I reboot the computer. Fucking words, they're hurting me. I can't do words. So I had this thought about women's today. Because I also, today, I was on the OKCupid, looking for slutty girls in Austin that I could put my dick inside. And I'm reading profiles. And once again, we all know this. I like to travel. I like travel. All the women in their fucking dating profiles talk about how much they like traveling and how they've traveled and all. We all know that women can't shut the fuck up about the travel. This just occurred to me today. You can tell me what you think. Maybe I'm wrong. I doubt it. Thesis. The reason the women's are so obsessed with traveling is because they see travel as a way to escape, to get away from their problems and, you know, the bullshit in their lives, the problems that they don't know how to solve. Right? Men, you, me, Adam Piggott, Aaron Clary, Rollo Tomasi, Frank Servi. Frank Servi. Let's talk about Frank Servi for a moment. Because this was a high point in my life. I'm not going to lie to you. I got completely unsolicited, unlike Adam Piggott, who came on the greasy pole trying to suck up to Rollo Tomasi. Just fucking with you, Adam. Just fucking with you. It's all love, brother. I got completely I got this DM on the Twitterverse from Frank Servi. And I'm not reading it because I always take like direct, something like that, a direct message. I'm going to treat it as private because if the person wanted it in public, they would have sent it on the Twitterverse openly. But essentially, Frank Servi said unto the Great One that he liked what I was doing and I should keep doing it, and he enjoyed it. And you know what? I mean, this is Frank fucking Servi. I'm like, the fact that Frank Servi said something complimentary to me, you know, yeah, I'm all like fanboyish and shit, but I don't give a shit. Dude, it's Frank Servi. I'm like, ah, oh, this is great. I mean, Frank Servi, of all people. So anyhow, and I said unto him, you know, hey, thank you. You are inspirational to me. Love your book, blah, blah, blah. So anyhow, that just made my fucking week, man. That just absolutely made my fucking week. How did I get off on Frank Servi? Frank Servi, Twitterver awesomeness. Awesomeness, that would obviously go back to me. Everything would go back to me. The fuck was... Oh, the whole saga, the saga of the computers. Where was I? I really am in a good mood, guys. God damn, I'm fucking happy. And... right now, there's some feminist out there who can't find a good man, and there's some woman with a whole bunch of student loan debt. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so fucking happy. There's some woman going, I can't find a good man, and I don't know how I'm going to pay my student loan debt. I'm so happy. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, I'm getting direct messages from Frank fucking Servi. So fuck you, honey. Ah, oh, God, I'm happy. All right. Women travel. Okay, there we go. See, I think women, the women's, are all into travel because it's escapism. Right? Once again, as I have explained to you, women do not have a concept of the past or the future. They only have now. And so women have problems. And they think, well, if I just travel, I'll just go, so I'll travel. Travel to them is a way to escape their problems. I think it's that fucking simple. I think that's why so many women are into, I like to travel. Because by traveling, they can pretend their problems don't exist. Kind of like all the traveling I did to Walmart. So I fire up the Linux. And the second monitor fires up. But then it starts flickering like a motherfucker. So there's obviously something wrong with the driver. And it's not functioning correctly. So then, all right, whatever. Maybe I can live with it, right? So I fire up the lighting control software. And it's working. And I turn on the visualizer. And when I turn on the visualizer, the software crashes. So I'm like, fuck me running, Rachel. The shit doesn't work under Windows. This shit doesn't work under Linux. I know it works under Linux on other computers because I've used it. It's just, again, it's not working on this laptop. Right? The problem is not the lighting control software, which works perfectly fine on my production system at home and my system at work and then my laptop at work. It works fine on, it just doesn't work on this laptop. So now I got this $85 monitor and this $15 VGA cable that are serving no fucking purpose. I've already made two trips to Walmart. And by this time, it was 10 o'clock last night. I had wasted truly, literally Hitler. Finished with training at 5, got back and had my 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, I had spent 5 hours of my life going to Walmart, coming back from Walmart, going back to Walmart, coming back from Walmart, setting this up, trying to get it to work, blah, blah, blah. It's like, fuck. So I go back to Walmart today to take the monitor and the VGA cable back and get a refund, which I did. Thank goodness, you know, it's not a problem. They refunded it. I said, yeah, it's fine. It just doesn't work with my computer. She said, okay. Everybody here is so nice. Oh, yeah, because it's Texas. They are. Everyone here, they're so fucking nice. All the people I've talked to, they're just so nice. Everybody is so pleasant. And why wouldn't you be pleasant? They're in Texas. I mean, how can you not be happy to be in, even in the fucking shithole of Fort Worth, people are still fucking happy because even though they're in Fort Worth, which is second in shitholeness only to Dallas, which is the shithole of Texas, you're still in Texas. How can you not be happy? So you got my refund and I'm driving back from the Walmart. And I cruise by the comic book / gaming store. Ladies and gentlemen, pictures will be in the show notes. The Great One went in and bought the Femme Fatale's Justice League Unlimited Supergirl figurine for $50. I haven't even taken it out of the box yet. I'm just sort of absorbing it. Did a little research on the interwebs. This is a limited edition figure. There, everything's limited edition. I have right here number 641 out of 2,000. Now, what's really funny is they're really not limited. Every single one of them is freaking number 641 out of 2,000. They probably printed off a billion of them or something. I have the Supergirl figurine. I spent the $50 on it. I saved money because I went on the internet. I found there's this guy. Links will be in the show notes. There's this guy on the interwebs. He has the Supergirl shrine. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull this up. Has this chick really not responded to me yet? She really hasn't. What? God damn it. It's amazing. As soon as you just say to them, when are you available? Suddenly, they can't fucking respond anymore. Where are all the good men? I did some research on this particular figurine. I found it going on the eBay for like $160, selling in other places for $110. So, I mean, dude, by buying it at $50, I saved $50, maybe even more. I saved money. And I sound exactly like a woman, because that's what women say, right? Women come in, I bought these shoes, and they were on sale. I saved money. No, sweetie, you can't save money? by spending money. It doesn't matter how on sale they were. You did not save money. You spent money. But the difference between the great one and a woman is the great one has self-awareness. So when the great one says that he saved money by buying this Supergirl figurine for only $50, he knows that he's full of shit, but he doesn't care. Yeah, dude, this guy, he's got, here's his thing. He's got the pictures of it. Yep. And then, hold on, let's see here. Last year, I saw the SDCC exclusive DC Comics Femme Fatale's JLU Supergirl statue, and I wanted it. But SDCC is a pipe dream for me. I'll never get there. I thought I'll never get my hands on this piece of Supergirl swag. Somehow recently, my comic book store got a hold of one. Yep. Oh, yeah. See, yep, this is what I got. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got this. Only $50. Yeah. I saved money. I saved money. Oh, yeah. Just keep telling yourself that fucking lie. I saved money. Now, this is based on, there's a different one. So this one is her in the, what I would call the classic Supergirl outfit with the blue top and the red skirt. There's one similar to this where she has the white t-shirt on, which is nowhere near as cool. Anyhow's. Oh, shit, we're coming up on the end of the podcast. Anyhow, so there'll be linkage. This guy has, like, the fucking Supergirl shrine. He has this whole fucking, just this fucking buttload of Supergirl swag. It is fucking awesome. I am truly impressed with his Supergirl swag. I don't bother with the other side. I have a Supergirl figurine, bitches. All right, anyhow, once again, just deal with it, guys. I'm just happy. I'm having a good time. I'm in Texas. Okay, fuck you. There'll be more serious podcasts coming. Just bite my fucking balls.